We've got company! Archie's voice boomed. Everyone froze for a second, staring up at Archie. Serenity pulled her foot free of the stirrup and stepped back, listening. She paled as the realization hit her. I hear them. Has to be Hall's guys, she said, her voice trembling. Hugh slapped each of the horses on their rear, causing them to bolt off down the road back in the direction of Jane's ranch.
Everyone get behind the tractors!
Serenity followed Reuben and Sunny as they ran to the rear of the huge green tractor and squatted beside the machine's enormous tires.
This is it, folks. Get ready. If they come over the top of the trailers, blow their asses to kingdom come.
Seconds after taking cover behind the tractors, gunfire erupted on the opposite side of the barricade. The sound of the rounds striking the horse trailers was near deafening. Hugh suddenly popped up, waving his arms frantically.
Archie, get down from there, pronto!
He shouted as the gunfire continued.
Get down!
Serenity's gaze locked on Archie, who was now lying flat on top of the trailer, attempting to slide to the edge and drop down.
We need a higher vantage point,
Sunny said, gesturing to the hills that flanked the roadway.
Cover me. I'm going to climb to the top.
No, son,
Reuben said, grabbing his arms.
They'll cut you down as you climb. We need to move back to the woods and wait for them to climb over. We can use the trees for cover.
Serenity liked the idea of moving back, all the way back to the safety of the farm.
Archie!
Hugh screamed, and Serenity returned her focus to the horse trailers. Archie's head and torso were hanging over the side. He wasn't moving. Hugh raced over and grabbed his arms to pull him down. The gunfire suddenly stopped. Serenity kept her gaze on the tops of the barricade as Hugh dragged Archie back toward the tractors.
Is he alive?
Cody asked as he rushed toward them. Hugh was ripping Archie's shirt off him as the first of the gunmen's heads appeared over the tops of the trailers. And then another. And another. The barrage of gunfire was deafening. Serenity, Reuben, and Sunny began returning fire, dropping some, but others instantly replaced them. Quickly, Serenity and the others were being fired down upon, making it impossible for them to continue to return fire. Hugh and Cody had managed to drag Archie under the tractor, which momentarily shielded them from the barrage of bullets spraying down at them. And then the attackers came pouring over the trailers and were inside the barricade.
Fall back! Hugh shouted. Fall back!
Cody climbed out and began firing to cover his father as he pulled Archie from under the tractor. Hugh hoisted Archie over his shoulder and took off for the ditch and an outcropping of boulders. As Hugh and Archie ran by, Sunny stepped between them and the attackers, spraying rounds in their direction. Round after round slammed into the tractor. The windows in the cab shattered, and glass rained down on Serenity.
Run, Serenity! Reuben shouted.
Serenity's initial shock was replaced by adrenaline-fueled determination as she raced east along the road until she reached a cut in the bank of the hill. Bullets and shouts punctuated the air. She ran a few feet up the dry creek bed, and then ascended the slope, instinct guiding her every step. With each stride, the loose soil and pebbles beneath her feet shifted. Every breath she took came in ragged gasps. She now had a bird's-eye view of the attackers from the top of the hill. Her heart stuttered. They were hopelessly outnumbered. At least a dozen men, well-armed and coordinating their attack with military precision, began to overwhelm Hugh and the others as they retreated. The odds seemed insurmountable.
Hugh! Reuben shouted. Fall back!
The sound of automatic gunfire quickly drowned out their voices. Bullets dug into the soil and pinged off metal, leaving a wake of destruction.
Fall back, Cody!